Rob Reiner was born to comedy royalty, the son of King Carl Reiner. Rob played Meathead in Norman Lear's classic All in the Family. He directed the romantic comedy When Harry Met Sally, the mock documentary This Is Spinal Tap, in which he also plays the documentarian who can't understand why anyone would want a volume knob that goes to 11. Another Rob Reiner film, 1987's The Princess Bride, the story of the princess and the farm boy turned pirate who rescues her from marriage to an evil prince. One of the funniest wedding ceremonies ever, Peter Cook, the clergyman with the unfortunate speech impediment.
Marriage. Marriage is what brings us together today. Marriage, that blessed arrangement. That dream within a dream.
Oh, Rob Reiner's latest film is And So It Goes, a When Harry Met Sally for the senior set. Michael Douglas plays Orrin, a not very pleasant widower who begins a romance with his neighbor, played by Diane Keaton, a woman whose values he comes to appreciate, though as we hear in this scene, Orrin's courting skills need work.
Last time I had sex, I tore my ACL.
Is this relevant to anything?
Well, I just thought of some information that you should have.
Is this by any chance some pathetic attempt at flirtation?
Well, when you put it that way, no.
Good night, Orrin.
Recently, Rob Reiner visited us to talk about And So It Goes and more. Of course, everybody's thinking Harry Met Sally decades later.
Yes.
But you've said this, that there's sort of a same theme that reappears.
Yes, I basically make the same movie over and over again. It's men and women, and the only way that I can make a movie about them is to explore what I know about men, being one of them, and what women are, you know. And essentially what I've discovered, whether it's Flipped, which is about 12-year-olds or Sure Thing, they're teenagers, or When Harry Met Sally, or now And So It Goes, is essentially women are just more evolved than men. They know more of who they are. They're much more emotionally mature. They are more settled with what they want out of life in a relationship. And men kind of run around like idiots trying to figure out what's going on until they're able to see the wisdom of the woman that's right there in front of them and know what's important. It's the women that teach the men what is important in life.
It's played as if they are old. There's a lot of fumbling around when there's movement towards the bedroom. A lot of, I don't really know how to do this anymore. But then Diane Keaton at one point, who I think in real life she's maybe 68 and gorgeous, says, her character says, you know, I'm 65 and I'm not sure I can. And there was an audible gasp from people as I looked around who were saying to each other, like, what, 65? That's not old.
But I think that, you know, certainly for a young person, 65 is old. I mean, when I turned 60, I thought of myself at that point as a very, very, very young old person.
But there were people kind of shocked at that. I actually heard one guy, I don't know if we can say this, but I'm going to say it on public radio. I heard one person say, I know people in their 60s who are stooping all over the place.
Yeah.
You know, there was a little disconnect with the older people, the people in their 60s. And I know that's the audience you think is going to come out.
Yeah, I mean, what we're saying is that we are sexual beings and we will continue to be sexual beings, you know, until we go. And so that's what we're saying about this movie, which is you embrace life. You don't know how long you're going to live. Yeah. You know, you could live a day, you know, or you could live many years. But if something presents itself as a person in front of you that you think, ooh, this is a person I like that I could spend time with, you know, sex does become a part of it. And it is still awkward, you know, for two people meeting for the first time. I don't care whether they're teenagers or they're experienced. It still has an awkwardness to
well,
it.
Well, and so they are older on screen. Now, men traditionally have been allowed to age on screen. Women have not. Diane Keaton, as I said, is gorgeous, but she allows her age to show. Did she fear that, you know, there are liver spots at times?
Yeah. Women always think about that, and she's no different from any other woman. So, you know, we wanted to make her look as good as she could. You know, you'll do it with certain lighting, and you have
but it's real.
Certain lenses. Yeah, it's real. You want it to be real, but at the same time, you want it to, it's a romance, you know, so you want it to be romantic as well.
Rob Reiner, there's such affection for people in your films. Where does that come from?
I mean, well, I think, you know, it's celebrating our time on the planet. I love people. I love stories about people and what they go through. And what I like to say is, let's celebrate life. Let's celebrate it until it's over, you know, because it's going to be over. And so rather than, hit people on the head with, you know, all the things that are negative, and there are plenty of negative things in people, but you if you find the right way to blend the two, because that is the life experience.
Well, I wonder if that affection that just, it feels, that's the word I think of when I think of your films. I just wonder if that comes from the Hollywood that you must have grown up in. Your dad, Carl Reiner, of course, creator of classics like Dick Van Dyke Show, but then his friends, Mel Brooks, Norman Lear, there was a niceness.
Yeah, well, I mean, they have fun with each other. I mean, they like to make each other laugh. And I was very privileged to be around them and see how much they embraced and enjoyed life. And so, you know, listen, they have their dark sides, too. Anybody who makes humor for a living has got a dark side. But, you know, there's nothing better than trying to make people laugh. I mean, it's a great way to live your life.
I don't want to go all, you know, Oprah on you.
But okay.
Lie down. Are you out from under your dad's shadow? Were you ever under it? You feel pretty comfortable with it.
Yeah, I'm way out.
Way
of it,
out,
you know.
Yeah.
I mean, I certainly did experience it when I was young, growing up. I knew what that felt like. And they tell a story about me, and I don't remember doing this, but my mother says that when I was about 8 years old, I went to her and I said to her, you know, I want to change my name. And she thought, oh, this poor kid, you know, he's living under the shadow of Carl Reiner, and it's too much for him. And she said, well, what do you want to change your name to? And I said, Carl. And so it was a big shadow, but I still liked him, and I love him, and I wanted to be him. And I idolized him. I looked up to him. So, yeah, it was rough when I was a kid, but, you know, I've made my bones, as they say.
Yeah. While we have you, we have to ask you about one of your earlier films that's still a favorite, 1987's The Princess Bride. It still has a devoted following, people who can quote lines. One of the actors is publishing As You Wish, Inconceivable Tales from the Making of The Princess Bride. That's a memoir about making the film.
Yeah, it's Carrie Elwes has written a book. I mean, you know, I get it all the time. And Mandy Patinkin said he doesn't have a day go by when somebody doesn't come up and say to him, you know, my name is Inigo Montoya. You killed my father. Prepare to die. I remember one time, you know, years ago when Nora Ephron was still alive, we went to a restaurant that she said to me, well, John Gotti, you know, he likes to come to this restaurant. Let's
go. The mob boss, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So we went there, and we're sitting there, and around 8 o'clock in walks John Gotti with like 6 wise guys around him. So now we finish our meal. I walk outside, and there's a limo parked outside with a man standing in front of it that looks like Luca Brasi from The Godfather. And he looks at me, and he says, you killed my father. Prepare to die. And I thought, oh, my God, I almost went on the sidewalk there. And then he says, I love that movie, The Princess Bride. So it's definitely made its way into the culture.
Oh, Rob Reiner, his latest film is And So It Goes. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you. Thanks for having me.
What a nice, nice guy. And Princess Bride, based on William Goldman's book and screenplay. Oh, the best lines, Jeremy. Have fun storming the castle. Murdered by pirates is good. You have lines?
So nice to be brought back to that. It actually reminded me of another Rob Reiner film. I guess he was just a bit part, but it was hilarious. Steve Martin's film, Mixed Nuts.
Oh, we have
yeah,
got your...
Yeah, he was the veterinarian.
All right, we've got your films all lined up. Here and Now is a production of NPR and WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service. I'm Robin Young.
I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is Here and Now.